Yeah, I think just that. It was really sweet one time we met her. And they, we did a period of practice when, it was before the Vajra. I must have been in June, around his birthday, because Lopal was still alive. And that's when we would have like Sangha meetings. And that would be sort of all the branch monasteries would come and we'd have a period of, oh, I don't know, just a day or two or a few days. I can't remember what it was, but we'd have a practice. And it was a few days, I think, over Rinpoche's birthday. And a lot of it was just to kind of revisit and reestablish proper standards in the monasteries and reinvigorate the actual sort of meditation practices. So there would be group meditation and Dhamma talks. And then, but there would also, one of the things I remember that we were doing was when we finished the meal, then we'd wait to get up before going to wash our bowls, and and then a few of the ajahns would go down the line and open up the bowls to going along and see if people had, because the standard was to eat everything, not to leave anything in your bowl. And so then there and it was just, in the summer times it was a senior monk who had some food left over. And then somebody, there's a Ajahn Chah, look at that one. it was really fun. It was just like people were taking it on, and it was a really proper standards. And then everybody was doing it, but then it wasn't in a like in a heavy way, but it was good. Even the senior monks had to, we can't leave any food.
Without labeling that, we can take a photo in there of everybody's bowl and then post it up in the house.